Hawke's Bay's More FM. It's 7:09. This is the Morning Fix with Wags and Amy. Let's catch up with Mayor Hastings. Hastings Mayor Lawrence Yule. Mayor Yule, thanks for taking time this morning.
Pleasure. Good morning.
All right. Now, you and, of course, Barbara Arnott, the Mayor of Napier, have come together with a Hawke's Bay response to the Christchurch quake. Tell us a little bit about what we're doing here in the Bay.
Well, there is a dramatic need for some respite from the stress in Christchurch, and rather than sending cash and other things, which we can do, we're asking the people of Hawke's Bay to consider opening up their homes to take some of these families, especially often mums and young children whose husbands or partners are working but who are very stressed at home. And what we've done already is on both the Napier City Council and the Hastings District Council website, there's an opportunity for you to register your interest in potentially being part of this scheme. And you can also ring both Napier City Council and Hastings District Council, and customer services people will take you those details. Now, one of the issues we do face, though, is because they're in such a rescue phase, it's very difficult to coordinate this from the Christchurch end, and when, in fact, we might eventually get some people from Christchurch to Hawke's Bay is a little bit unclear at this stage. I doubt that that'll be till next week. But we are in discussions with Air New Zealand. We are in discussions with the Prime Minister's Department and Civil Defence. And basically, we're saying to them, basically, we think we can take somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people if they are needed to get out of the Canterbury region.
All right. We were talking to a colleague of ours, and he said they're very gun-shy down there at the moment. Every time there's a little shake, they think it's going to be the next big one. And you're right, people do want to get away and have a break from it.
Yeah, well, yesterday, for instance, one classic example I heard of was, in terms of the scale of Air New Zealand put one of their new 777 planes on, which has 319 seats, and it sold out in 17 minutes.
That is the
scale of what people are wanting to do. Now, logistically, we've said to Air New Zealand, if they're prepared to put on flights here, we're prepared to house people. But the issue really is that people have been traumatised by these earthquakes since September the 4th. And there's been thousands of aftershocks, and their nerves are at, they're at their wit's end, really. And we just believe that rather than giving money, it would be better to get some of those people out of there, give them some TLC in Hawke's Bay for a period of time, and let them collect their thoughts and work out what's going to happen next.
Lawrence, quite possibly these people will want to leave Christchurch, but they might not have anything, and the people that are wanting to take them in will have a spare room, possibly, and not be able to afford to keep them. Is there a government department, or is there some way that we can help in that department as well?
We are talking with Wins about that. That's today. I mean, this has been sort of centrally coordinated from the Ministry of Social Development. So this is why it's taking a while to get logistically organised as to how this is going to operate. My initial preference was to say, look, if you're a family in Hawke's Bay and you'd like to help, we'd like you to help and bring people, and we will get the people here. But once they're here, they're largely your guests. It'd be like having friends and family to stay.
Yep.
We'd expect you to provide meals and look after these people as though they're your friends.
Yep.
The issue about other things that money and other things that these individuals may have, or loss of possessions, that's the issue we're working through with MSD. So we're going to be able to announce a little bit more detail in the next day or so. But I wouldn't imagine we'll be able to kick into action until early next week, because, quite frankly, they're focusing on saving lives down there at the moment, and it's very difficult. It's right they do that too, and when they move in.